Let's get on to Love Them or List Them. What's that magic dollar amount where you wouldn't blow a gasket? Is it $100? You could spend $100 if your spouse did that much, you wouldn't care?
Yeah, I think if I'm going to spend more than $100, I at least mention it to Taylor.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's really kind of you.
Yes, I mean, you know, I feel like it's rude to just be like, oh, yeah, that's my credit card. Boom, boom, boom.
Okay. Hey, heads up, Taylor, spent $8,000.
Maria, tell us what's going on in your marriage. What's up?
My husband isn't speaking to me right now.
But you're probably not alone. That's a lot of couples during this pandemic.
Yes.
I may have spent about $25,000 without talking to him about it first.
Oh, I wouldn't talk to you either. What?
I know. But the thing is, I would have asked, you know, but I mean, he would have said no.
Yeah, who would have said yes to just spending $25,000 like that?
But what is it? I mean, this is insane. $25,000 on what?
The test has been so stressful, and there have been a number of times I felt like I was like completely losing it, you know? And we have 3 young kids that I've been teaching from home. I've been working from home, and so is my husband. So the icing on the crab cake of 2020 was my mom passed away.
Oh.
Yeah, and so it's been a real struggle. And now that winter has hit, I feel like so cooped up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people are feeling this way. I'm not the only one, but I'm afraid I'm just going to end up in a psych ward if I just keep going in this direction. I mean, I know that sounds extreme, but I mean, that's just where I am. And I've been doing a lot of research the past couple of months, and I found this place in Arizona that is basically, it's a retreat.
No. You did not spend $25,000 on a retreat.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But you go alone. You refresh your mind and your body and your soul, but I mean, it comes with a hefty price tag.
How can you prove your soul is refreshed for $25,000?
Oh, it sounds lovely, though.
I know. I'd go for like a month, and insurance won't cover it. So
yeah, I imagine so.
I used our savings, and I booked this. It's just needed.
A little me time for $25,000.
Oh, and your savings.
Yeah, my husband freaked out, and he says I'm being selfish. But just listen to this. It's on the website. They are a leader of healthy living and holistic wellness with philosophies on land, at sea, and in air.
Oh.
So if you have any healthy lifestyle goals or need to be inspired or even just go to the spa, this place is for you.
Okay, what if you just went there and kind of like loitered? Could your soul get refreshed that way?
It sounds amazing.
I bet they have really great mints at the front lobby and some cucumber water. Just walk in and just maybe hunker down on the couch in the waiting room for a little while and then leave.
Breathe in some of that air they talk about.
Yeah.
Act like you own the place.
But everything I've been reading like during this whole pandemic has just said like self-care is so important.
And it is.
It is, right? But my husband is currently not talking to me after I told him over the weekend. But I like when I presented it to him, I had a whole spreadsheet of all the money that he spent in the last couple of years. I mean, he goes on all these hunting trips, and I'm talking like thousands and thousands of dollars just in the last couple of years. I said, it's my turn. I really thought he would see the light and it would be no big deal, but no.
Has he ever booked a hunting trip and just spent $25,000 and not asked you about it, though?
Yeah, but if you add it all up, right? I mean, I was feeling so good about myself knowing I would come back as a better mom and a better wife and better person. And now I feel like a horrible person. Am I wrong? I mean, partly for him, too.
Okay, but what's going to happen with your 3 kids for a month while you're gone? Like, what about your husband for the next 3 months? Or 3, well, whatever it is, a month, right? 4
yep.
weeks.
He'll be fine. I've done
it. He'll be fine.
He needs to figure. He'll figure it out.
Okay.
Wowza.
Am I being selfish? Like, it's my time. So he says that that's all, like, his passion.
Well, maybe your passion is the spa.
Yes. I'm spending me money in one shot.
Is there any way out of this? Can you cancel, or are you just going no matter what?
Well, I mean, there is a cancellation period. So, I mean, we would get 75% of it back, and then we would lose the
oh,
rest.
Oh, no.
That's a lot of money to lose.
So, $25,000.
Oh, no. That's a lot of money, right?
So you only get $18,750 back. Yeah, so cool. You're going to leave $6,200 and you get nothing for it.
Well, I guess you probably should go then.
Oh, no, you can't be okay with this.
Let's hear what other people have to say. Would you love this trip and go to Arizona and hope to God you have a family to come back to when your soul's refreshed? Or do you just suck it up and lose the $6,000 and at least get $18,000 back? What would you do? Do we love this idea of self-care at a retreat or list it altogether and pray to God you can maybe get 80% back?
Ooh.
Work the system.
Oh, yeah, negotiate.
Yeah, something. Okay, 651-989-5795. It's Love 'Em or List 'Em on KS95. And getting your reaction on Love 'Em or List 'Em this morning. Talked to Maria a moment ago. She just spent $25,000 on a retreat.
Mm.
A four-week retreat to refresh her soul in Arizona.
Hey, mind, body, and soul.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's worth it.
Yep. The techs are just out of control. List this. This is excessive and selfish, over-the-top expensive. Find a way to heal yourself and manage your life. You are so selfish. I would lose my flipping mind if my husband did this. I would list her.
Whoa.
List it. She's being selfish. No way. This calls for divorce.
Divorce?
Yeah. Now, Andrea in St. Paul, you are all for this. You would love it. She should go for 4 weeks. Why?
Well, I mean, I'm not agreeing necessarily to 4 weeks, but I mean, I've been in a situation where the husband's ice fishing trip after ice fishing trip, you know, is out of town all the time, having a blast, you know, I'm home with the kids. I mean, that stuff adds up after years of doing it. And granted, I've done something similar, but at a much smaller cost, you know, go on a trip to Cancun or whatever. And yeah, he doesn't like it. He didn't like when I went.
So how much did you spend?
Probably a fraction of what he spent, but it was a few thousand dollars.
Okay. Well, that's not outrageous. $25,000 that she's pulling out of savings seems excessive.
It does, but where does the money come from for all his trips?
Right.
I don't know. Well, he's not spending that much money at once. Maybe it's a little out of this check, a little out of that one. And there you
go. Yeah, exactly.
But maybe her savings account was her putting money aside so she could do it.
I don't know. But
I know it is excessive. I do agree that $25,000 is very excessive. I'm not disputing the amount.
Whew. Good thing we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
For a month of what? You're going to be done and you're going to go right back into the buzzsaw.
Yeah. So the big question is, should she go or should she try to get that refund?
I think she should go.
Whoa.
Okay. All right. There's a vote for go. Thank you, Andrea. Connie's in Hastings. You think she's crazy to do this?
Yes, I do. Bite the bullet, get the refund on what you can, and send her to the Super 8 for a weekend.
Oh,
to get herself together. You can't be that selfish to take your life savings that belongs to both of you and blow it on a month-long getaway away from everybody and shirking all responsibilities for it.
And one thing that I don't understand, too, is like holding over his head the trips that he's gone on forever, and now you're bringing it up. It's not like 10 years ago.
Save some here and there, you know, so much per paycheck to do that.
Don't you think sometimes it adds up, though, and like after all those years, and you start thinking about the amount, and it maybe just bugged her more and more and more?
That she probably should have said something rather than clearing out their savings.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem when you don't say anything for years and years and years, and then all of a sudden you blow $25,000. It's oof.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave for a month. Peace out.
30 days is enough time for her husband to drop divorce papers. She is so selfish. Oh, ooh. Candace in Janesville, you think she's selfish too.
Absolutely. I would never, ever spend that kind of money without talking to my husband. And my husband he's a hunter, he's a fisher, he goes on these trips, he's, you know, the hunting equipment is expensive, like, I get that, but I just don't think that spending $25,000 at one drop it's so selfish. It's not just selfish to her husband, but it's selfish to her children.
So she just took 1 week out of the next 4 years and did this and spent the same amount of money, it would be okay?
Right. I think that if she was talking to her husband about it first, like, it would have been completely different had she talked to her husband first and said, gosh, you know, I'm really struggling with my mental health right now, and this would really help me, you know. And then if her husband said yes, then, I mean, crazy still, but at least then it was talked about and it wasn't just done. I feel like it's almost a super disrespectful, like she just spent it and then just didn't care what her husband thought.
See, this is how I worked it with a friend of mine. Her husband has gone on Las Vegas trips every January, long weekend in Las Vegas with family and friends every year for like 25 years or whatever. Like, long time. She's never gone. And she's always like, you know what? I'm going to pass on Vegas. You go. I'm going to bank my money and go on a trip. So what we did last January, I'm like, well, if he goes on a long weekend to Vegas, why don't we go on a long weekend to Turks and Caicos Islands in the Caribbean? And that's exactly what we did.
And that's great because at least it was talked about. But good God, $25,000. That's just crazy to me. That could be a down payment on a house.
Yes, I mean,
of
course.
That's just nuts.
Little bit at a time. That's the key. Little bit at a time.
Right.
If he goes on a little fishing trip, you should go on a little trip to, you know, I don't know, go to Scottsdale or go to Sedona. That's what she wants. I bet this place is in Sedona. How much you want to bet?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Boy, it just seems like $25,000, you could be a part owner of a club. I mean, at that point, right?
Hold on real quick. Grant's saying we have to take one more call before we do double your paycheck. It's Kaju, and you're saying she should go on this trip for $25,000.
I definitely think that she should go on the trip. A lot of times women don't get to take things like that, whether she's a mom or just a wife, like, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Go ahead and go. Get your mental health right. Get your body right. Go.
Okay, it's a go. So we are officially split. It's 50-50, right? Whoa. Isn't that about right?
Yes, yeah. We really are.
Yeah. I mean, if you count in the text, it's absolutely not.
Yeah. You just see selfish.
Yeah, but on the phones, we're 50-50. So let us know what happens. And if you do end up going, take a lot of pictures. I'm curious what a place looks like. What's the room like?
Oh my gosh.
You know, what do they serve you for meals for $25,000? I mean, you're almost at $1,000 a day.
Well, and then $25,000 plus the cost of a divorce.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, let's just call it what it is.
Well, hey, we've got some cash for you that you could use to go and have a little retreat at the Super 8, as our friend suggested.
You know, that always does it.
Get yourself a little mani-pedi kit and do it in your own bathroom there.